lucky am I to get to talk to such great people in this community on this radio show, back-to-back, just, well, back-to-back-to-back. Kyle May, Joel Fletcher, now Julie Moore Wolf.
It's like old home week, you know.
Well, you know.
And, you know, Jimmy Kimmons and I started together at WAND, so
you know
years
how,
and years ago.
You know how Jimmy got his big break on the network?
No.
He Jeff, you may remember this, but there was a big snow storm that the crews couldn't get in. The referees couldn't even get in.
Oh, wow.
At the University of Illinois. And so part of the crew was here, obviously the production people, but not the technical people. And so they called the locals. They called WAND and asked, do you have anybody that can do camera work for this big basketball, University of Illinois basketball game for ABC? That was when you were ABC. And he went over and did it.
Wow.
And Jimmy, in his true to form, made some contacts. Next thing you know, now he is the lead handheld carry guy.
He is a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah. And he's done so much for the community.
Oh, he has.
With that job.
Uh-huh.
You know how much money he must have raised for charities? It's got to be close to $200,000.
It's easily.
Yeah. Between the food drive and specific things. Anyway, Mayor, where do we begin?
Well, it's Friday. That's a good thing,
that's
as you've
a
been
great
talking
thing.
About.
And I want to keep it happy and light, but I vented just a little bit before you got here when Kyle was here. It's a little frustrating, and I think you can identify with this because you were on the board of directors of the Decatur Celebration. I was as well, went all the way through all the chairs. Were you chairman too?
No.
Okay, so, plus, I've been a sponsor since the beginning, and I love that event. And I know you know what it takes to put that thing on. It is brutal.
Oh, it's a massive undertaking. It takes volunteers. It takes paid staff working all the time.
I mean, and a board.
A big board. It takes a lot of sponsors, you know, to come together and believe in the event. But it's not something you just throw together. Even though they've been doing it a really long time, you know, over 30 years, there are still details that, you know.
People are taking it for granted.
Absolutely. Which is easy to do.
I don't want to coin everybody that is taking it for granted, because I think when you look at these pictures, people love this event.
Absolutely.
Tens and tens of thousands show up every year. They depend on that celebration as part of their quality of life in Decatur, Illinois. And so I don't mean to say people take it for granted. I mean to say certain people don't get it. And I'm afraid that sometimes it's in leadership positions. I'm frustrated with Pat McDaniel. Why would he be the lone no vote on that fence? Just to be a contrarian? Or get his name in the paper? Why would you do that? When there's no controversy there. And we're still trying to work out the money thing. I personally, Mayor, don't know how in the world the celebration is going to come up with $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to clean their streets. You cannot hire out police. You got to have city police there. I'm sorry, state and city police.
Yeah, we have to make sure that it's a secure thing. And I think just what we're really hoping happens, and I think this is happening, is we're taking some creative looks at things. And one of those ideas in trying to figure out what do we do, because the city's got this $3.2 million deficit we're trying to grapple with, and where do we come up with that money? But it's not as simple as saying we'll get more sponsors. You know, you go back to when the celebration began. I know, but think about it, Kevin. Things have changed in this community and many communities.
ADM, you know, stepped up big time.
ADM has stepped up big time, but, you know, we used to have a lot more locally controlled entities, whether
right.
it was
exactly.
the local president at the bank and the decisions were made here. When decisions are made in Cleveland, they don't care about the Decatur Celebration and they don't understand the impact. It looks like nothing more than the county fair. So,
but they still have the sponsors.
They do. They do.
They just can't get more and more and more. There is a saturation point.
Well, and we've lost some companies. You know, Firestone was here in the beginning. They were a big sponsor of the celebration. They put a lot of money in. So did Zexel. So there
Do you know how much these acts are asking for?
Oh,
these
it's obscene. It's just obscene. And if you don't have big acts, people are, you know, second-guessing the celebration. Oh, it stinks. You know, we don't even have any good
acts. We've had some of the best B acts.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And they're fun.
Yes. And
you're not going to get Taylor Swift, just saying.
No, I know. And I keep giving her big names. But the reason why I'm so passionate about the celebration, every year, I look from where the main stage is down past the post office, wall-to-wall people,
mm-hmm.
watching those acts that you're talking about. And I look at that and say, this is a remarkable accomplishment.
It's amazing, year in, year out. Most events, and I don't care if it's a charity auction or whatever, they have about a 10-year lifespan, and most don't last past 10 years, and they just kind of fizzle out and die. You know, I started to say, and I kind of got sidetracked in my thoughts, but one of the things we're hoping is some creative thinking, and I think one of the ideas that was tossed around was, okay, if the city hires, has to pay for police and street crews, it's overtime. So it's time and a half. Is it possible, and it's a good question to ask, possible for the celebration to hire that security team or hire that cleanup and have it be, you know, cheaper? Because if they can do it, hypothetically, if they could do it for a third less and the city can give them, just write a check and say, okay, do it for a third less and we all win. And Lori has been looking into
that. I know she has.
You know, and, but,
God
but
bless Lori. This poor girl,
oh,
woman.
She's probably stressed out.
She just, I mean, this is crunch time now to get the acts lined up. Mm-hmm. There are so many moving parts this time of year. It's, to have to spend this kind of time defending themselves to the media and you know, having to explain themselves, you got to be accountable. But the 990s are for that. But they all this energy ought to be going into putting on the celebration, not defending something that's been successful for 32 years. And frankly, you know, I love your leadership, and I love the city management. I think Tim's great, and all Billy was on this. He's terrific, and Greg's and Terry. You got a great group there.
Absolutely.
But this is an event for the city. Nobody's making any money. Lori earns every dime she makes, and the board's doing it for free, like almost you are at the city council. And all these volunteers, thousands of volunteers, they put all their sweat equity. But everybody who's a vendor wants their profit, their piece of flesh. You're going to run this thing right out of business if we keep plopping on $10,000 bills.
Not you, but I mean
in general.
Right. I think we're at a point we just have to look at what can we do, maybe to approach something differently. And Lori's working on that.
She is.
And you know, we're just going to have to take it a step at a time.
But you got a good board. You can trust them.
And I don't want to be the city council that loses the celebration.
Why would you?
Exactly.
Why would you want to lose the best thing to happen to this city?
Gary Anderson brought this to put, you know, some pride and life into this community.
Thank you very much. What was Gary Anderson at the time?
Mayor.
Mayor. It was the city that brought it here. It was the city's vision that brought it here. And the city, frankly, delegated it to a group of volunteers to do. And back then it was Jim Macy and Orr Graham. And it's an amazing accomplishment that the
nobody believed would be what it is.
No.
Really didn't.
The succession, though, of boards that continue to stay involved for 32 years, Fred succeeding to Lori. It is an amazing accomplishment. Why would we want to mess with this too much?
I agree. I mean, we have to figure out a way to make it work.
The luckiest thing for them is that you were a board member and you get it.
Well, and I know they're not sitting on piles of money. You know, it's not. No, but there's no slush fund here. Nobody's getting rich.
They don't have what they need. They need $200,000.
They need a rainy day fund too.
They had
and
it.
They don't have it anymore.
And they used it for rainy day one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to use it for operations. And now they don't have it. They are one storm away from going out of business.
Right. And nobody wants to see that happen.
I'm knocking on wood.
That's not wood.
I'm done.
Okay.
So
happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And wow. So how do you deal with a $3 million deficit? I mean,
well, a chunk of it is back pay we're going to owe to the police when we get their contract settled, because you know, they've been working without a contract for a couple of years, and so that's set aside. We'll take care of that.
But, okay. Good.
You know, we were hit really hard by the state, because when they finally passed their budget, we would have been okay with just trying to deal with what we're trying to deal with on a daily basis, because Tim's done a very, very good job, and the board's been pretty frugal. But, you know, we got hit with like a $900,000 hit on the income tax, and then another $250,000 on the fee that the state's going to put on our sales tax to send it back to us, our share of it. You add in the fact that, you know, retail sales are down because of online shopping. You know, we're not even budgeting for any kind of – we're even budgeting below for where they used to be. But it all adds up. It hurts. There's not a – there might be one councilman, maybe two, who would agree to raise any more taxes. The rest of us are done. We are not doing it.
Yeah, you
so
know,
it's a problem, and that's why
raising
that's why
taxes
when something
is,
like the celebration, you know, comes up, and we start looking at, well, okay, the real cost of the city is X.
The thing is what you got to take into consideration in that particular one is the income that comes in.
Well, and see, that was really pointed out very well by Andrew Chiligaris.
Wasn't he good?
He did.
I thought
really,
he was going
really
the other
job.
Way at first.
Well, you know, I kind of questioned where he was going as well.
But he was objective.
He was very objective, but and I don't think even after being on the board, I didn't know the story of the fact that he's got a gas station that's nowhere near the celebration. So it's not like he's on a corner selling Big Gulps.
Yeah, like up on Pershing Road.
He's on Pershing and, you know, water or something.
LSP.
Yeah. And his businesses there thrive because of what happened celebration weekend. He gets like another tanker of gas.
Bryn was in here yesterday from Doherty's. That's a big, big weekend.
It's like their biggest weekend of the year.
And well, I like to think St. Patrick's Day might have
Well, but that's only one day.
That's
just three.
That's
but well, but you go back to the fence issue. There are businesses in this community that wanted to be fenced in. They didn't want to be fenced out because it is such an important weekend for the
business. Why don't businesses that sell shoes or sell clothes or sell something that really isn't going over big at celebration time do something else? Lori told me that they are allowed to do whatever they want.
Absolutely.
So why don't they sell snow cones or do something like the vendors do and have some fun with it and use that 10,000 people to walk by every day or whatever, 100,000.
Well, isn't it Elam's Dell's that started selling Elam's root beer
there
recipe?
You go.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's perfect. And I think John Flora was going to sell Alex and Ani bracelets
yeah,
at one of them.
A
I mean, it's
a little imagination.
Thinking. Absolutely.
Have fun with it or go on vacation.
Or just enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, take the weekend off.
And, you know, let's go back to retailers, you know, that sell
the way,
shoes and things.
They're not
open on Sundays. They're, you know, are not open Friday night. And Saturdays, most of them are probably done with business by 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So you're not taking away 3 full business days when you've got full shoppers.
With the exception of a few stores, mm-hmm. most of them, the celebration was there before them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point. Okay, Rops has been there for like 190 years or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they've got a legitimate...
they are legitimate.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so we got back on the celebration.
I know, I'm
did
sorry.
Did I do that?
No, I did it.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to pay tribute to a person that means so much to both you
absolutely.
And I in this community. So let's take a quick break here and weather time with Jeff Daly.
Not a bad way to start the weekend. Sunny skies for this January 19th. High 43 degrees. Patchy fog overnight tonight. Partly cloudy skies. 30 the overnight low. Some patchy fog tomorrow morning. Partly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 45. And then Sunday, chance for some rain in the morning. Otherwise cloudy with a high of 51. 26 right now in downtown Decatur. Your WSY time 7:19.
Don't miss the Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza on Saturday, January 27th from 11 to 3 at the Mount Zion Convention Center. It will be a full day for all bride-to-bees and her groom. The Newhoff Wedding Extravaganza is offering selections for catering, DJ services, rental, hair, and more. Plus, register to win a honeymoon in Vegas or Niagara Falls. It's the Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza, Saturday, January 27th at the Mount Zion Convention Center.
This is Brian Byers for the Brass Horn. One of my favorite traditions of the new year is the annual Brass Horn Winter Sales Event. If you've not shopped at the Brass Horn before, now is the perfect time to stop by and take a look around during the Brass Horn's annual Winter Sales Event. To make room for the spring collection, select men's fall and winter shirts, pants, socks, and suits are all 25 to 50% off. Visit the Brass Horn on East Prairie Street in beautiful downtown Decatur today to take full advantage of the annual winter sales event.
Empower more than yourself, the Decatur Family YMCA. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You're supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. At the Y, children learn what they can achieve, families spend time together, and we all build relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. Join in January and pay no joiner fee. Visit us at 220 West McKinley Avenue. Call us at 872-9622 or check us out online at DecaturYMCA.org for more than a workout for a better us.
A community is more than the sum of its parts, from homes and stores to factories and farms. I'm Dave Brandon with Hickory Point Bank, and I'm proud to say that we're fully invested in the communities we serve. We know how stability and security lead to growth for individuals, families, and businesses. We also know that a banking decision that helps a single customer can ripple outward and help an entire community, and that's what being invested is all about. Hickory Point Bank, invested, member FDIC.
Looking for a new TV? Liaison has the same high-end products you'll find at the big box stores at comparable prices. Watch the big game or the Winter Olympics on a high-resolution 4K TV from Liaison. Liaison has 4K TVs from brands like Sony, Sharp, Samsung, and LG. Plus, Liaison can design and install your home theater system. Liaison, 288 Park Street in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and at liaisonhomes.com. Liaison, connecting you to all things home.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, welcome back to Byers and Company. I have the mayor in studio. Doesn't get any better than this. The top CEO of the city.
And, wow.
And I'll tell you what.
Making the big bucks, I am.
Well, you are making a big splash. You are universally loved. I'm sure.
Well, I don't know about that.
If you're a politician, you have detractors, but I would guess your approval rating's got to be up in the 80s.
Well, I don't know because I don't really poll, but that'd be lovely.
Yeah, I'm a good barometer because I'm all over town with my business, and
you're chatty.
Yeah,
I appreciate your support.
Everybody wants to talk about everything other than insurance. Which is fine with me. Okay, so, you know, sometimes a person has to have a crisis before you sit back and think how important that person is. And how
you really appreciate them.
Really appreciate them. And Debbie Bogle is absolutely right up there with you. And in the former mayor, Mayor Mike McElroy, is a person who gives and gives and gives of themselves for all the right reasons to this community.
And with the best attitude. You know, she's had some stresses in her life, and you'd never know it. She's always smiling and positive and ready to move on.
No. And when I got the news, Brian called me, and I was in Jacksonville getting ready for a game, that she had collapsed or had what could be called a stroke. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure that's what it is.
Not clinical either.
But it was significant.
It was very, very dangerous, very scary.
And rushed her to DMH. DMH immediately spotted the problem, got her to a neurological specialist in Springfield who were working on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And they saved her life.
Well, and thank God, you know, because she really is kind of a miracle. She's from what I understand, I have not talked to her, but that she's, and you've communicated with her, that she's, you know, seems to have
sense of humor.
Sense of humor, cognitive.
She's awake.
Everything. She's good.
She's been sleeping for 2 weeks.
Well, I think she pretends she's asleep when you try to visit.
I had gifts. Usually, I know about that about me. But when you bring gifts, sometimes they'll humor you.
You can leave the gifts.
I did.
See, we got you down.
All right. Well, anyway, gosh,
we wish her all the best.
And to see that she's texting now, and
she'll be back.
She's got a sense of humor. Thank you, God.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Memorial Hospital and Decatur Memorial Hospital. You don't have much time.
No, you do not. You don't. So you need to take those things really seriously.
We're so blessed with good medical facilities.
We are. For a community this size, to have two hospitals that do an outstanding job with good people at both.
Then in Springfield and Champaign, mm-hmm. everything's so close that between those three cities, you can get anything done you can in St. Louis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
how's things at DMH with you?
They're good. You know, it's busy. It's always busy.
I've always had my fair share of St. Mary's people on because of my love for that mission down there with those nuns. But, you know, DMH, I hit a windshield, and they took a bunch of glass out of my forehead and put 40. And so I have a warm spot in my heart for DMH. They put me back together again. That's a great place.
Yeah, it is. And really super people.
That was back in the day. That was back in 1981.
How do you remember that far?
Well, you don't forget hitting a windshield.
Well, I suppose.
How's your family?
Good. All good. You know, we bought a new house.
You lost your dad?
We did.
That was tough.
You know, he's in a much better place.
Yes, he is.
He really is.
What would you do without knowing about that?
Oh, I don't know. Because
I know what you did.
You have to have very, very strong faith, and it's...
I know what you and your sister, Deb, did because you're local. you more than anybody, because you're here all the time, you know, life is full circle.
It is.
They take care of you, and then you take care of them.
Absolutely. And, you know, with parents, it's one thing when it's your kids, and you try to guide them and tell them what to do, and you kind of take over their lives from the time they're born. But when it's your parents, it's hard, because they still want to make their own decisions and want to make, you know, and sometimes when you get a little bit older, your decisions are not the best, and you need to just kind of rely on your kids more. So, you know, we're very blessed, and I'm blessed to have good family around and good support.
You learn, even at our age, we're somewhat contemporaries, about life when you go through that phase of taking care of your parents. And there's a certain beauty to it, even though it's really hard. There's a certain beauty to see how they handle that kind of trouble in getting old.
Well, and it's hard when you're in your 90s, because my mom's pretty sharp, and you know, she, in her mind, still wants to do things she was doing 20 years ago. And physically, it's not as easy for her. And she can't, you know, she'd like to be back with her friends that, you know, are in Mattoon. And I really need to be able to help her, to have her close here. So, you know, we bump heads on that quite a bit.
No, I know. You know, the thing is, when you get a lot of accomplishment in your life, as you have, and you think you can figure most things out, and you have, you get dealt this hand, and there's nothing you can figure out. There's nothing you can do but just do your best.
Well, absolutely, and you second-guess yourself, kind of like you do when you're a parent. Am I doing the right thing? And, you know, when you're dealing with your parents, it's also, you know, am I doing the right thing for them? And you just have to do the best you can, like you said, and try to live with no regrets.
Well, and you do. I've been watching. I mean, we're friends, and I've been watching what you did for your dad and your mom, and they couldn't be in better hands than they have the daughters that they have. In you three.
No, well, thank you. And
you know, deal with so much. I mean, the city.
Yeah, it hasn't exactly been a smooth ride.
Well, it's just like you're, you know, everybody wants to second guess you by foiling you. Take it as an insult? I think it would be insulting.
Well, I don't know so much as an insult. And, you know, FOIAs are there for a purpose, Freedom of Information Act, where they can get into things. But, you know, it's always like you feel like when you get one, even if you've done nothing wrong, it's like, what did I do? You know, and you feel almost like you're wrong and in the wrong.
Well, all I can say is this community is blessed to have you as their mayor.
No, thank you.
We do have a pretty good city council, I think, and great city management. So how lucky are we?
We are very lucky. I really appreciate the leadership of Tim Gleason. He's done a phenomenal job.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks.